We have Bill Payne in the studio, the Fine Arts Dean here at UMD, talking with us about something called the 24-Hour Plays. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Great, Chris. Great to be here. Thank you.
It's something that's been tried before. It's something that's been going on before, but it's something new to our region.
Yes, the 24-Hour Plays company has been around since 1995. They're based out of New York City. They do these productions on Broadway, in Hollywood, in the West End, in London, Dublin, Germany. The director of 24-Hour Plays is Mark Armstrong, a graduate of UMD Theater, and it was created by Tina Fallon, who's the founding producer. So they've been looking for a way to do a production in the Midwest, and it just came together that the Hennepin Theater Trust, the School of Fine Arts here at UMD, and the 24-Hour Plays company would collaborate to put on this production in Minneapolis.
Now, to call it a production, I think, might be misleading to some who think of a production that takes weeks or months. Movies, of course, take months, but theaters can spend 2 months putting up a show with a script that's been vetted. This is an entirely different process.
It takes 24 hours. The company comes together at 10 p.m. on Sunday, March 12th, and the actors deliver a prop, a costume, a little bit about themselves, and one thing they'd never had a chance to do on stage. And then the writers and directors get together and they divvy up the actors, and then the writers spend all night writing a 10-minute play. And then in the morning, the directors come in, the cast get together, they rehearse during the day, they tech the show, and by 8 p.m. on the 13th, there's a show.
Wow.
And we're done at 10 p.m., so it takes 24 hours to create these short plays and this evening of entertainment, which includes music, theater, a variety of different things, and then there's a party.
Now, is this a small group of actors that will perform in all of the little short plays, or is it many actors each getting one little part?
It's about 24 actors. Some celebrated actors from television, film, Broadway. Others, some of the best performers in the Twin Cities theater community. And then this time it includes a couple of our current students.
Wow.
Here at UMD Theater.
Okay, so they're taking a day off back from spring break to stay in the cities a little longer and
yes.
And stretch their legs in something new. But it's going to be hard work, though. It's not like they're relaxing in Florida.
They're going to learn a great deal because they're going to be there with professionals who are making it in the business and who know how to work quickly. Even when we do take a long time to put on a play, we can't afford to rehearse forever.
You've said that there are some professional actors, some big names. Is it always that kind of a mix, some more marquee names with some more local actors mixed together?
That's the idea, is that you bring in people that a large number of people know because they're on television or they're on Broadway. People like, for this production, Melissa Gilbert from Little House on the Prairie.
I'm a Minnesotan at heart.
A Minnesotan. Yeah. Timothy Busfield, who was on the West Wing. And then some younger actors like Justin Kirk, Devin Kelly, Ryan McCartan. But really, you bring in some of these names, so there's some celebrated people, but also local folks. And this event is being put on to benefit the Spotlight Education Programs of the Hennepin Theater Trust. Those are programs that help high school theater students learn more while they're putting on shows in high school, and then UMD Theater Scholarship. So it's about theater education in the early stage of a young person's career where they really need quality skill building, quality education that teaches them how to think critically and hopefully launch them into the theater profession. But, you know, the skills that we build in theater are applicable to all kinds of professions.
Yes. Well, it seems like it's doing it both ways. Not only are the funds from ticket sales going to the theater trust for that program, but the actors involved, the young actors, are getting the education in that 24-hour process, too.
Some of them are. We also have a variety of UMD theater students that are volunteering around the production as assistant stage managers and technicians and producers. And so in that sense, they're getting this mini workshop in how do you put on a show, and they're working with professionals.
Now, the process where the play is written, as you say, overnight by the few writers that gather together the information that the actors have sort of brought in, you end up with something, is it fully realized usually in the morning, or is it maybe different every time? I don't know if it ends up being more improvisational in some ways because you've only been working with it for a day.
Well, the writers write scripts, and then the actors learn the lines. And so it is a play, and the 24-Hour Play Company has published some of these 10-minute plays because they're very good. These are great playwrights who are making a career at it, coming from New York, some located in the Twin Cities or California. And so they're skilled writers. And a short play like that, you can get a good first, second draft in 6 hours with a lot of coffee. And
The writers have been up all night. Do they go to sleep and hand the script to the people?
They do.
Okay.
Do they
come back at 2 in the afternoon for rewrites?
I'm not sure. This is my first time going through it. Yeah. I'll be at one of the directors for the show. We'll see. But I do believe that they do come back into the process after some sleep. And you can see what it's become. Because that's how a new play works anyway.
Yeah.
I often kick the writer out of the rehearsal room for a couple weeks and say, come back when this is a thing and take a look at it and then rewrite.
It's like letting something cure in the oven before you taste test.
Yeah.
Now, where is it being performed in Minneapolis?
The Pantages Theater, which is 100 years old this year. And so this is another part of the celebration of the century mark for the Pantages.
Mm-hmm.
The Hennepin Theater Trust runs a number of theaters in Theater Row down there. And the Pantages is a beautiful early 20th century vaudeville house. And I can't wait to be inside of it.
Yeah. And people who can make it to Minneapolis on Monday night, where can they find ticket information?
Hennepin Theater Trust's website is the best place to go.
Okay.
But if you just type in the 24-Hour Plays Minneapolis, you'll find it if you're searching. And you can get a VIP ticket and experience more of the day and meet more of the people involved. But it's for a good cause. Our theater students need scholarships, and this will help us grow some. And the young people who are learning through Spotlight Education in the Twin Cities and around the state, you know, Minnesota loves theater. We produce a lot of it, and the Twin Cities market per capita has more theater seats than any place else in the country except New York City. Theater's big here in Minnesota. And you can support the education of homegrown theater talent.
Fantastic. This is an exciting process, and you'll be one of the directors.
Yes.
So break a leg.
Thanks, Chris. I'll try my best.
Okay. Bill Payne, the dean of the School of Fine Arts, speaking with us about the 24-hour plays being performed Monday, this Monday, March 13th, at the Pantages Theater in Minneapolis.